Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definitions of generative AI and traditional AI, conduct a comparative analysis of their functionalities, and review real-world examples of both AI types. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the critical differences between generative AI and traditional AI, enhancing your understanding of how these technologies impact sales and customer service in the financial services sector. Main content definitions of generative AI and traditional AI. To understand the distinctions between generative AI and traditional AI, we first need to define both concepts clearly. Traditional AI, often referred to as narrow AI, focuses on specific tasks and operates within defined parameters. It excels at analyzing data, recognizing patterns, and performing repetitive tasks. For example, in the financial services industry, traditional AI can automate transaction processing, assess risks, and help in fraud detection. On the other hand, generative AI is a more advanced form of artificial intelligence that can create new content rather than just analyze existing data. This technology leverages algorithms to generate text, images, music, or even code based on the input it receives. A popular application of generative AI is in chatbots that can engage customers in a more human-like manner, providing personalized responses and recommendations. Comparative analysis of functionalities. The functionalities of generative AI and traditional AI differ significantly. Traditional AI operates on predefined rules and learns from historical data to make predictions or decisions. For instance, in customer service, a traditional AI might use historical customer inquiries to determine the best response to a new question. However, it cannot create new responses beyond its trained dataset. In contrast, generative AI has the capacity to produce unique outputs. For example, if a generative AI system is given a prompt about financial planning, it can generate a comprehensive financial strategy tailored to an individual's needs. This capability allows for more creativity and adaptability in applications such as marketing content, where personalized messages can enhance customer engagement. Moreover, while traditional AI solutions are often limited to specific domains, generative AI can operate across multiple domains and adapt based on changing contexts. This flexibility makes generative AI particularly valuable in a rapidly evolving business environment, such as the fintech industry, where customer preferences and market conditions can shift quickly. Real-world examples of both AI types. To further illustrate the differences, let's delve into practical examples from the financial services context. Traditional AI example. A well-known traditional AI application is credit scoring. Financial institutions use traditional AI algorithms to analyze a customer's credit history, income, and other factors to determine creditworthiness. This process is efficient and reliable, but it strictly relies on existing data and rules. Generative AI example. In contrast, a generative AI application could be a virtual financial advisor that creates personalized investment plans for users. By analyzing user preferences, market trends, and financial goals, it can suggest a custom portfolio comprising stocks, bonds, and other investment vehicles. This approach not only provides tailored solutions but also enhances user engagement through interactive dialogue. Combining both approaches, some companies are integrating traditional AI with generative AI to create hybrid applications. For instance, a customer service chatbot could use traditional AI to handle routine inquiries while employing generative AI for more complex situations requiring personalized responses. This combination can significantly improve customer satisfaction by reducing wait times and providing tailored solutions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI. We defined both concepts, conducted a comparative analysis of their functionalities, and reviewed real-world examples relevant to the financial services industry. By understanding these differences, you are better equipped to leverage these technologies in your sales and customer service strategies. This knowledge will be essential as we move forward in this course and delve deeper into the applications of generative AI in your field. Reflection questions: how would you apply the unique capabilities of generative AI to enhance customer interactions in your role? In what ways can traditional AI improve efficiency in your current processes? Reflect on a situation where a hybrid AI approach could solve a customer service challenge in your organization.